From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Four laboratories linked to the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog confirm Britain's findings that a nerve agent was used last month to poison a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter Yulia.
Russia has suggested the British might have staged the whole incident to drum up anti-Russian sentiment. Father and daughter were critically ill for weeks after the attack. Yulia was discharged this week and is now in a secret, secure location.
The attack on Sergei.
The head of Britain's GCHQ spy agency waded into the spat Thursday, saying the poisoning showed, quote, how reckless Russia is prepared to be.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, spent Thursday testifying before a Senate committee as part of his confirmation hearings. Pompeo was asked of the current investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race, which Mr. Trump has criticized, along with the lead investigator, Robert Mueller. Trump recently said if he wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by what he said the failing New York Times, I would have fired him. Well, Pompeo was asked about his stance if that were to happen.
I spoke with Special Counsel Mueller, who interviewed me, requested an interview. I cooperated. Your colleagues on the Senate Intelligence Committee have asked for information from me and from the Central Intelligence Agency, as has the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I think the leaders of those two organizations, in a bipartisan way, that would say I've been cooperative.
U.S. President Trump Thursday ordered his top economic and trade advisors to look into rejoining the Pacific Rim Trade Pact with 11 other countries. This is something that he abandoned last year, 3 days after he assumed the power. This is VOA News. The White House says that President